what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Tell me what democracy looks like.
Jim Carlson, I'm a union representative for WEAC. I came from Sheboygan. Our office is in Sheboygan. I came down on Monday, and we rallied all day yesterday, all night last night, and we're about to crank it up again with even a larger crowd than yesterday. If the law goes into effect, unions would have to recertify every single year. Fair share would be eliminated. Employers would be prohibited from deducting dues. It would be very difficult to maintain unions, and that's what this is all about. This is about breaking unions. It's not about the budget repair. And our folks deserve a voice in their workplace, and this is an effort to take that voice away.
Dave Jasak, and I'm with the CWA 4603 out of Milwaukee. I'm very concerned about the issue of Scott Walker going after collective bargaining. People understand that people have to take concessions for a reason, and the reason right now is we're in, I don't know if we call it a recession, but we're in a downward spiral. We have to help out. Everybody's got to chip in and do their part. We understand that. But now they're going for the jugular, which is that's why you got everybody here.
We are not the enemy. We are not the enemy. We are not the enemy.
My name is Brenda Cardenas, and I'm here with the TA's union from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, but I am a professor there. My sign says to impeach Scott Walker, because I think that what he's doing is actually criminal. Labor unions have been the only way that workers have really had any fair compensation and any fair rights. This bill snuck that in a completely unfair way. And also the cuts to the pay of professors is going to be just outrageous. I am almost 50 years old, and I bought my first home for the first time 2 years ago. It was the first time I could afford to buy a home. And now I'm going to lose that home to foreclosure because of these cuts.
Union workers, who are we?
My name is Alex Tillitsax. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm an organizer for the Wisconsin Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals. We represent 3,000 nurses around the state. Many of them are county workers, city workers, state workers. I'm here today because this is a blatant power grab to just try to outlaw any workers' rights that could exist in the state. And the first target that they're going after are public sector workers, the teachers, the nurses, the people that plow our streets, some of the people that provide the most vital services to our state. When I first read the bill, my stomach just turned over because of how blatant it was. I think it definitely has a chance of passing. And this is going to have a huge impact on quality health care in the state of Wisconsin. If nurses can't step up and say what they think needs to be fixed, then patient care is going to sink to levels that we haven't seen before in this state.